Blog Talk Radio.
Now that I found love, what a
Let's forgive and forget. Let no thought be your enemy. I've never felt so good. I'm happy, happy, happy than a man could be.
Don't things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
I'm a child predator. not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that potters are beam of light, that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
My. We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio and yet another episode of Action Pack Radio for you tonight. we're going to open up some fundraising. I'm going to try to take some pledges on some money for Niger, the country that has started their own form of modern revolution from the tentacles of the European domination and European influence on the continent of Africa. And there are many, many that are in the network of Niger, in Gambia, in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Sierra Leone, in Uganda, in Kenya. Many other places on the continent of Africa are tied strongly to the Black Panther Party, to the legacy of Malcolm X or Omar Wale, the freedom fighter, and many others that are scattered throughout the diaspora and throughout the continent itself and all over America. They are supporters for the freedom that you see from these idealisms of the Mediterraneanism, ideas of Europeanism, and any other form of enslavement, indoctrination of Euro-Asian domination of our natural mineral resources on the continent, and those that are looking to have independent social, political systems, monetary systems, totally controlled, produced and controlled by us, we the people. And all, we just so happy to be on Black Power Radio today and to share this and know so many on the continent are in favor of the ideas of Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar. I am your host tonight on Black Power Radio, hoping that you have buckled your seatbelts tonight. And all of those smartphone people are treading the front lines. All of those dumb phone people have their positions on the second row. And the third row is just full of Android folks. And all of your paranoid phones are closely followed on the fourth row by all the paranoid people with their telephones, cell phones, computers, and the, your laptop folks are right there tonight. We can see them waving from the fifth and sixth row with the desktops there to follow. And all the drop-top people are in the audience, and we're so happy to see you in your Ferraris, Mercedes, and your, they got two vets. One regular Stingray, and one, I guess it's a vet modern style Corvette with the drop top on it. It's a lovely vehicle, I will tell you that. A very distinguished crowd of drop top people out in past the Tampa Road, and we can see them waving from their convertible drop top vehicles. But nevertheless, we're all tuned into Black Power Radio. The soccer moms had the soccer practice, soccer mom practice, I think, is tomorrow. Okay, they took Labor Day today. Okay, yeah. So all the Labor Day people have taken their day off, and we're all here at Black Power Radio to raise some money to put some lean green in the black machine from the country of Niger as well. They need medical assistance. They need food, staples, except the things that people would need after such a situation that we have examined and witnessed in Niger, the pulling away from the bloody French and the bloody Brit. The Spanish, Italians, and Germans don't have rights in Africa over African people. We have a simple equation. We're not over in Italy, Germany, France, bloody Britain, or, you know, Dublin or Ireland. The bloody Brits of London are the ones that you find in Yorkshire, whether they have Buckingham Palace, out on the golf course, out in the on the polo range, out there with the horseback riders and all together. We are not invading their privacy. Why do they have the right to invade on our? They feel they have an obligation, a passport, to just go into our mineral resource, go into our lands, and do a takeover syndrome, and go in to produce with their uranium, et cetera, belonging to us, and they'll produce some form of bombs and nuclear heads and nuclear tails, whatever they put together. There's no green light. The passport has exhausted its usefulness, and we're in a different frame of mind altogether. and especially right here at Black Power Radio. So we're going to welcome everybody on board. I don't know if we still have our beloved brother Confidence was online. I don't know if he's still there. We're cranking up from a difficulty of a technical difficulty, but we have recovered, and we're fully online right now. Are you there, Brother Confidence? Is he there? As we're moving and grooving, giving a shout-out to all of those that tuned in tonight from the smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid, et cetera. We're going to go right to our phone lines and pick up our co-host. We got him right there. There's Black Lightning and Brother Willis up top. Let's try these phone lines and see just what we have tonight. We're going to Washington, D.C. to talk to our brother, Black Lightning. The National Minister of Defense is on standby to raise some funds right here for Nigeria. Let's talk to us and talk Black Power.
Black Power. Am I on?
And a strong Black military. Black Power and a strong Black military. Black Power.
Well,
and welcome to Black Power Radio. And you're live on Black Power Radio as well.
I appreciate it. I'll be to a quieter location in a minute. But as long as I'm in a noisy one, I can be a little bit noisy. Because I am a revolutionary, a Black revolutionary. Wait a minute. Hold it. I like this guy, WWE guy, trying to steal my lines, so I'm going to steal his lines and put them in between my lines, put one of my lines, put bars on that joint, and you dig, like this. He's like, I am a visionary. I am damn near mercenary. I am a Black revolutionary. And I'm not
Black
a happy
power.
Slave. Black power.
Black power, Black power.
Black power.
A beautiful landing, Black power.
And salute to all my revolutionary brothers and sisters out there, above and beyond the scene, Black in the call, Black in the scene like a gangster lean. all our people down in the South, Sister Crystal Muhammad, United Forces, is all looking really, really good. So we need everybody to catch that revolutionary fire and give us a call here at Black Power Radio, 515-605-9889. And that's Black Power Radio, 515-605-9889, every 8 p.m. Sunday, Monday. We are about to, it's a never-ending thing, never-ending cycle. They kill us, we call for justice. We tell them no justice, no peace. Well, we ain't got no justice, so why are we giving peace? I say no surrender. We don't surrender to terrorists, you know. We don't negotiate with terrorists, just like the United States claim they don't, but they do. Whenever it's one of theirs involved, you know, and they got to get a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, freckle-haired one of theirs out of a predicament, they'll do anything and everything they can. But they'll believe, but they will leave Black, even if she don't see, eye to eye with us on that LGBT bullshit, on that LMNOP bullshit. Ha! But still, Black woman can go to another country and just be kept. And they say, well, in order to get that person back, you have to give us the butcher of the Ukraine, the little bomb maker that killed 90,000 people. You dig? But not for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, blonde white girl. No, for them, they'll say, here, we'll go ahead and trade you back 5 terrorists just for her, you know. But they ain't going to do shit for us, is all I'm saying. And so we better do it for ourselves, because they're not going to give us a damn thing if we don't take for ourselves, you know. We can holler for reparations all we want, but unless they see that we mean business, know. I'm damn near willing to say that, well, they betting on us to punk out. As soon as they blow the whistle and say, we're going to call in the National Guard, we're going to get sheriff's departments from all the municipalities to come around to keep you niggas in check. Fuck that. We say, look, we draw the line in the goddamn sand. Now you ride your shit over into the projects, we're gonna jack you, we're gonna take your shit. Now you come over here playing with us with that bullshit. We demand our reparations, nothing else, nothing less. We don't want no conversation about it. You did? Well, at least they don't want me negotiating for it. I'm like, declare martial law, don't give a damn. Well, march through your yellow tape. All night long. You dig? And like Dr. Collins say, if they try to surround us, I want two on his gun side and I want one on his other side. So I want three men on every one of theirs. You know? If we come down to that, because we ain't going out like Boo Boo the Fool, you know? When it comes down to it. And when we make a demand, they better take us serious. They're going to take it serious if the first chance to send in a few troops is, oh, Lord, here we go. They got to send in it. Fuck them troops. Motherfucker, get out your Humvee. I'm going to take your shit. We need some Humvees in the hood any damn way. If you come approach it like that, it might be a whole different ball game. But anyway. I'm on my revolutionary time, and that's how I really feel about it. But we ain't going to blow the whistle until all of our people are dead set and ready to do this thing, you know? And at least enough of us to get it done. It ain't got to be everybody. Just those of us that can get it done, those that got the heart to try to get it done, those that have the willpower to get it done, those that have the faith to move mountains and say, shit, I'm either coming home with my shield or on my shield, you know? So I made a mistake to National Chair Lady Sister Crystal when I was trying to defuse the situation, and I didn't say truthfully, so I'm going to say truthfully right now, so hopefully you'll understand what I'm saying. This is my flag that lies over top of my heart. That's my flag, you know? And just like the United Snakes, they will carry that their flag and die for their flag and fight to the death for their flag. And if a man dropped that flag in the battle, another man will come and pick that flag up. So this Panther emblem is not a piece of material, you know. So we may say things in the heat of battle, but believe me, there's been times when I thought, well, I don't know, this might be the last battle. And guess what? I go getting you. I know Brother Shabazz was saying last night, you're not supposed to go dolo solo in uniform, but I figure like this. If I'm going out, they're going to say, that was a Black Panther. You know, a real one. Not the ones that are soft-spoken and saying Black Power. See, we need all the Grandmaster J's people that was in fact to come on and get with the true, not fucking around coalition. But we wasn't fucking around from the get-go, you know? So I'm just saying, we don't let no man left behind. We ain't worried about kissing no cracker wife behind. Ha-ha! There's some bars for you. So hit the dollar sign 77 Bakers. And everybody that's a real revolutionary, come on and join up. Come on, join up. I keep putting my Cash App out there. I mean, my Dynamite Lightning at gmail.com. So for those that want to rock this RBG revolution with us, hit me up. And don't forget to hit $77 Bacon. Sorry, sir. What'd you say, sir? I don't know if you can hear me, but dollar sign.
Right behind you, beloved. Oh, my.
I'll be back. I'm going to get to a quiet spot.
Black Power. As we know, everything has to come through. Dollar sign, 77 Bakers tonight. We're trying to raise funds, Nigel. And we're raising up all the brothers and sisters in the hood that want to help those across the world. We're not saying that we don't have problems here. We're not saying that all, you know, that we can do, we reach out to others before us. We're just saying we're going to do something for Nigel, for Africa, because they rose up in spirit of revolution. We needed that more than anything I could imagine for Africa to stand up independently. And so we're going to hold just a second. Right back. We got other Shabazz in New York is live. Confidence is live. Black Lightning is live. Baltimore with Will is live. Let me punch one more button and let's see what we got here that's live in Los Angeles. Everybody's on standby to get on board. So we're going to punch it. We got Sister Joyce is live and quite a few more coming up that are live. I want to see who that 323 at 69. Is that you, Professor Money Grip? Is he live?
No, I'm a brother. Can you hear me?
Clear your
line. Yeah, no, I got
a. You've been holding, so go right in here, brother, in Los Angeles.
Yes, sir. I'm new to the show. I just want to say, could you give my information over to the brother in Baltimore? Can you let him have my information? I'm going to give it to you real quick. It's called the African American Maryland Movement. We on YouTube and Facebook.com. To them brothers that you said are from Baltimore, let them know about my organization. Could you please do that for me, sir?
Will can hear you. He can hear you. He's the chairman of Baltimore. He's our national youth minister. He's online right now. Yes, sir. Give your name again in Los Angeles.
My name is James, but my organization, it's on YouTube and Facebook. It's called the African American. It's called the African American Maryland Movement. We're on YouTube and Facebook. Just let the brother in Baltimore, please, because I really want him to see this information.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I just subscribed to it. On YouTube.
Yes, sir.
I'm
going to make it real quick because I know y'all got a lot of things y'all got to do. But what we're trying to do, we're trying to build a black homeland for black people in the state of Maryland. Pardon my language, but fuck moving to Atlanta. I hear too many black people say they want to move to Atlanta. That's for cowards. We're going to build our black homeland in the state of Maryland. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, Black Power, Black Brother, and what you
black
say
power.
This, if anything that you want to put up in funds going, we know what we're doing here, and we got some money here. Everybody here got some extras. Let's send to Niger to help those brothers and sisters that need medical supplies and food staples and just a general fund and a general support that the whole world should collectively send something into Niger, because every little bit helps. You know what I'm saying? That sometimes you say that we give until it hurts. No, don't ask you to give until it hurts, but give until it helps. And every little bit helps somebody in the world. And when you give it from heart, that thing will come back to you 10,000-fold, whatever you give out. And that's a goodness to connect your dots to the rest of the world. That's freedom from any peculiar form of Mediterraneanism, or Euro-idealism, Euro-spiritualism, Euro-social-political postures, Euro-social-political systems. We want to be free of it and rid ourselves of all forms of Mediterraneanism, all forms of their Mediterranean diet, and everything that connects the dots to them. We want to break that connection, in other words, because that has been an interruption in our culture, and that has stagnated us all over the world, and we are freeing us right here at Black Power Radio from all forms of enslavement and ties to that network. So, Brother James, we thank you for coming on board and for your patience, because this brother has held on. He was there for a minute, and we didn't want anybody to hold too long. All of our regulars are online, so we're going to go on. Did you have any last comments and put your information for the Alpha Numerically Pure at Heart that missed Brother James? He's going to give that information one more time for all of the listeners and our vast listening and our vast participating audience right here at Black Power Radio. And you're live, Brother James. Give your information one time before you.
Yeah, I'm gonna give. Yes, sir. I'm gonna give it to you one more time. Black Power. It's called the African American Maryland Movement. You can find us on YouTube and Facebook.com. And I want to thank y'all, brothers, for letting me say this. God bless you and thank you.
Well, I bless you and your network. And, Brother Chairman Will is next. Go ahead, Brother Chairman Will. Okay. She's still there.
Oh, yeah. Black Power,
Brother Will.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm here. Black Power. I don't have a... I'm not going to speak too long. I want to hear the people speak tonight. And I appreciate you shouting out that organization. Because it's a lot of Baltimore organizations, or Maryland in general. It's a lot of organizations out here that's trying to change Maryland for the better. I don't think so. I don't think anybody from the this organization called the 10-Day Family, and they doing stuff out there in Baltimore. I don't know if the person from that organization heard of them, but they out there in Baltimore doing their thing. And I love to see that we got other organizations that are trying to do stuff for Black people, because in Baltimore. In Maryland and in Maryland in general, people need jobs. We need jobs. We need things to do. We need community centers to get people off the streets. Need the youth to get off them guns, the illegal guns, and selling drugs in order to get money. We need to show them that there's different things to do out here other than that stuff. We need to resell reprogram the youth mind into doing other things that's not, you know, involved with drugs and guns and anything. Somebody said something?
Agreeing with you, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. We need that. And that goes for your state as well. National Minister of Defense in Virginia. I know for sure it's a.
We all the DMV. We all the DMV. All the Mid Atlantic is us. You know, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, West Virginia. So yeah, we gonna cover it all. It'd be good to give it to brother. He called you by name, so let's give with him. Let's give with him. Black Power.
Black Power. And don't forget Delaware is on that hinge. When you say DMV, D.C. is not
too.
A state. Now wrap that Delaware in there. Philadelphia.
Yeah,
New
Delaware
York,
in there too.
So, right. I go connect Massachusetts to Connecticut. That's a strong mid-Atlantic region up the East Coast. That's a network of people that work cooperatively together, so we don't ever
That's
want
right.
to drop the ball and connect.
And we
please,
we ain't got to leave New York out. That's for sure. We definitely ain't leaving New York out.
no state, no revolutionary left behind. Black Power.
Yeah. Black Power. And the DMV stretch all the way, South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta, and definitely home sweet home, Gotham City. Go through, brother.
Alabama, all the way to Mississippi. We got a lot of strong ties from South Carolina, Mississippi, all the way into Louisiana, Arkansas, all the way back to Texas, Oklahoma. The dots are increasing, and now we want to put up some money. You got to put some lean green in the black machine. We're asking to put up what you can, brother and sister, to help us here at Black Power Radio not only remain on the air but to give something. And many times it's hard for us to give because we haven't been conditioned. We have very little social orientation and giving. But when you give, you get it back manifest, meaning many multiple times over. You get black whatever you have been given, and you get that black many times in the blessing. And that's what we ask you to give. So we can send a package to Niger as well as helping them with medical supplies and staple foods. And there's a need because it's just a need, brothers and sisters. And for Black Revolution, the cost of occupancy becomes higher than regular costs. So we know we got to spend for some shipping and spend for just the tax that's on the money we're going to send, the processing fees for the money we're going to send. And then all of these things, brothers and sisters, we must come to grips with this and do something about it. Don't give until it hurts, but you definitely have to give until it helps. And every little bit helps, brothers and sisters. Let's build up for Black Revolution. And I wanted to turn that mic. Let's see. We got Sister Joyce is out there, too. A couple of people we haven't brought to the mic, to the airways tonight. We want to look in and see if we can pick up those folks as well. Let's see. We're going to bring Sister Joyce's live in Oklahoma where some major incidents have gone over the years and they've been miscommunicated, misreported. But we get an accurate support, an accurate report from our beloved Sister Joyce in Oklahoma. Welcome to Black Power Radio and Black Power. Black Power.
Black with you. Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing this evening?
Great. Sister Joyce, Black Power.
Black Power to you. Black with you. Let me just say we have some amazing things that we have accomplished, but at the same time, there are other things that we need to be working on. And I know it's always something to do. But sisters and brothers, where are we going to start? I mean, what we need to do, I feel, is like I had said before, we need to get back to basics. I remember as a young woman growing up, you know, we knew that the Panthers we knew you guys had our backs. You know, we knew that you were out there patrolling. See, we need some more patrollers. We got to keep our eye on ourselves, and then we need to have police watch.
I'm patrolling now.
That's what I'm talking. Well, I know you. I know.
I'm doing night patrol every night.
Let me tell you, and it's more of us who need to do it, because if we don't look after, like they say, if we don't catch each other's backs, we just, you know what?
I tell them like this: I got good news and I got bad news.
Now,
the bad news is the police didn't show up. I did.
Well, and that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
If they show up, chances are it's going to be an ugly situation. You know, why do they patrol us so hard, sisters and brothers? Why do they?
Mess with my people,
and
it's gonna be an ugly situation anyway. Black Power, go ahead, sister.
Yeah, but I just want to know why they patrol us so hard. You know, I was watching this movie about the Mendocino brothers. Then I watched another one, and it was all about, you know, the movement, the Panthers. And it's just what we have experienced in the prison system, even out here in the real world. And I have one other request. And I appreciate everything from the heart is heartfelt that you guys do and plan to do, intend to do. Even your intentions are good. But when we talk about that massacre over there in Tulsa, let's try to refer to it as we recognize in that massacre rather than saying anniversary, because usually when we say anniversary, that's a celebratory word. You know, we're celebrating something, and that massacre is nothing to celebrate. So we try to say things like in recognition of that horrible day or that horrible weekend or that horrible massacre. We try to substitute words like that rather than saying that anniversary thing, because that's not an anniversary they want to recognize, as far as I'm concerned. So, Black Power, brothers and sisters, Black Power.
Black Power to Sister Joyce and all those in Oklahoma City. And we're going to go ahead and cast it out there, a whole state of Oklahoma, including Tulsa and all of our loved ones in Fort Smith and and those byways and I mean, Oklahoma got some byways, got some highways. It's the only place that a windstorm comes strong enough, it'll set the tumbleweed on fire, and it'll blow across the prairie. The whole damn prairie will be on fire. I'm just saying, I've witnessed these things in Oklahoma that I didn't see anywhere else across anywhere. It's one of those different kind of places, brother and sister. And you need to go there. If you're here and got concerns here, make sure you go there before you go anywhere to Tulsa and Oklahoma City to see their capital and see the things that's going on and feel the history that went on with us there. There was a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I refuse to do a drive-by because there's so much that has happened to us that did happen to us in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they firebombed over 10,000 houses, brother and sister. That's 30 to 40 blocks of all black people houses in Tulsa, and told us there were 300 deaths. And we found there was well over 3,000 people that were killed in there within Tulsa County. They wanted to isolate it to one particular block or something. But no, it was no 300 people, but there were over 3,000, well over 3,000 people were executed there. And then we haven't even finished counting the suburbs. So that the jury is out on Tulsa, Oklahoma. And while the jury was out, there's a wooden tooth judge named Carolina Wall that has come in to block the reparations, not only in the city of Tulsa and the county of Tulsa County, Oklahoma, but throughout the state, and try to position herself to block reparations nationwide. You just don't know the depth of this thing, brother and sister. But I'm here to tell you, you better wake up and shake it up. Better wake that thing up. I'm here to tell you. Because when reparations does its die, and you play with it, and nothing comes out, you don't look for Sheikh Imam Akbar after this year is out. I'm telling you. Because you have played with it over 50 years. Anything that's going to happen is going to happen in that period of time. You have to draw up ultimatums. You must draw the line of demarcation. You must draw the line in the sand and let them know we will not go any further. This is where we buck stops. It's either shit or get. And I'll leave it there and say black power.
Black power.
Black power.
I think when we decide to tell them.
That's real talk.
So you know what? This would make them give them our reparations overnight. If we tell them, look here, you know what? I ain't asking no more. Fuck the reparations. We don't even want the. We don't want the reparations no more. Now it's on. We want apologies, and we want to take the fucking land by force if we have to. They give us a reparation the next day. The next day they'll have a reparation ready for sign the goddamn check. If you can give $500 million to disaster relief for Katrina, well, shit, you can give us more and the land. And it doesn't matter if our people, some people say, we won't know what to do with the money when we get it. I don't give a damn. Buy $50 million in lottery tickets if you want. It's your prerogative. Get whatever you want. It's your prerogative. If they want to give us a monthly installment, it doesn't matter. I would personally take the land and enough money to build our own government and our own black America within the walls of America. Build a black America right here. That's what we need. You know what I mean? Because, first of all, if you send me to Africa, I'm not going to know which street to go down to get to the farmer's market, you know? But if you drop me off anywhere in the hood, anywhere in any hood in the United States, I will make my way back, guarantee it. Drop me in Brooklyn, I'm good. St. Louis, I'm good. Chicago, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? Drop me in San Francisco, I'll be just fine. I'm just saying, get me to the big chair. Give me anywhere 196,940,000 square miles of the planet hood, and I'm going to make it home. So I just want to make Black America right here in the American language that we understand, you know, and the ones that the slave owner forced down our throats, down our ancestors' throats, and say, this is going to be your language, even though they couldn't speak it well. Black power.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir,
Nassim. Professor Moneygriff is supposed to be on here tonight. So he helped us raise this money for Najee. And this is just an important thing for you to comprehend, brother and sister, that whenever you have a cause that's worthy, it's many times difficult to raise the kind of money you want to raise. But it is what it is. The pastor is what the pastor does. We're not asking anybody to go above and beyond the call of duty, but do your regular duties and give your regular charity in the best way that you can. But give something, brother, sister. We shouldn't come back with no empty tin can. And we're here raising funds for Najee and working for the Black Revolution all over the planet. And it's breaking out everywhere. So it doesn't matter just where you are, but make sure that you care where you are and that you do something to make a difference. And that's Black Power. See, who was next at the mic? Go ahead, Black Power. And you can rotate it on Black or Black. We got Black Lightning. We got Sister Joyce. And we got Comrade Will online, Black Power. Anybody
Black
do
power.
Anything? Black Power. What happened with Professor Moneygriff? Is Money Griffin
big
in
money
network?
Grip. That's big
yeah,
money.
Yeah, get the big money grip up. Get him to get some of that big money. That money spent money. We get that Los Angeles money. That's that good money. That's right.
Yeah,
that's that good money. Los Angeles, California. Some of that Beverly Hills money. Woodland Hills money. From Crenshaw to Watts, Compton, Englewood money. Just bring it. Bring it on in. Frisco. Vallejo, Frisco. Fairfield and Oakland, right down from Diego to the Bay. We still rock L.A. Black Power.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's Sammy Davis Jr. money.
Yes,
so many of us that they put on top just for us bowing down. We bow down, and they put us on top. If we don't bow down, they don't put us on top. And so many of us belong on top. You know, we belong on top. So, like so many of the entertainers that they're keeping it real, they have to make their own way to the top. So the people, we ain't got to get all the way to the top, but we got to get to where y'all are. So, and we're helping the Nigerian people right now. So $77 Bakers, give from the heart, you know, and give what God tell you to give, you know. What God tell you to open up that Cash App right now, open it up, you know. So, you know, if it was the preacher on Sunday, he probably throw 10% of your earnings up in there, you know, and say, well, God's going to give it back sevenfold. Well, yeah, he is. You know, give this back sevenfold too, you know. And then whatever you do for your brothers and sisters, you're doing for him, you know. And whatever you don't do for your brothers and sisters, you're doing to him as well, you know. So when we sit there and don't do nothing, who's guilty? When we don't do nothing, when we could do something, you know. So I'm just saying, I ain't aiming no torture guilt at nobody. I'm just saying we got to be more responsible for each other, for the movement. And hold on, hold that thought. Let me get big money.
You get big money. We're going to go to Shabazz in New York. And see, we've got
The paralegal that
we're talking about, Big Money Griffin. I got him on the line. Big Money, you with us?
Yes, Big Money.
Yes, sir.
We are Black Power Radio. I clicked you in kind of fast.
Black Power, hold the line for a second. I was trying to clear the host cue. It's Brother Shabazz of New York. The paralegal Shabazz, are you online with Brother Confidence? Are either of you there?
1-2-1-2. I'm here, my brother. I'm here. I'm always here.
Okay, go ahead and drop your piece, and you'll be and Professor Big Money Griff will come right behind you, sir.
Okay,
I'll explain who you are, give your name, and where you're working, and what's going on with you, Black Power.
Okay, I'm working with Christian Richardson Jordan. She's the city council in Harlem. She goes from Central Harlem and the West Side all the way to Montgomery Park. That's where I met her. We was walking through. Me, Brother Raheem, and Brother Jordan that I went to school with, and Brother Now. And they're brown cats, so they're getting ready to be the black cats. Number two, Comrade Rob, he introduced me to a lot of important people. He introduced me to sisters in Guyana, and I sent Dr. Truth Bay's lessons to her. She gave me 77 PDFs on dealing with housing and the homeless and getting them out, and she read it the next day. She called me back. I sent it to my teacher, Dr. Truth Bay, my immediate teacher, all praises due to Allah, for her and Brother Quran and Brother Imam, of course, and I'm actually working with them. They told Brother Yusuf Salam she didn't run, but he won. And endorse him, who am I, who I represent. I represent Imam Akbar out of Washington, D.C., and Dr. Truth Bay out of California. Case in point, I was reading about the Niger, and it's only mentioned one time in the Bible. I mean, the black one. But they're trying to get the French out of there. They don't want the French in there. They own 63.4% of the uranium. And you know what we could do. That's the number two commodity, second to gold. So they in there, and they said that they're bloodsuckers from them. And we know the chief of the Honor of Elijah Muhammad, his answer was about the 10% bloodsuckers of the poor. So when I acknowledge that, I see what you're saying. You know, even if you got $10, $20, I mean, it got to go out there. Sister Diana, Sister Lily, the brother Comrade Shabazz, Comrade Rob Shabazz, he earned that name. He's an Israelite, and but he earned that name. So one and the same. So I'm going to read the whole thing next to the black man in America. Number two, pardon me, I'm a little tired. I live in Brooklyn. I had to pick up my 9-year-old grandson. My daughter got back surgery coming up. So that's why I was a little late. Number two, I'm always traveling. I'm in Flatbush, Brooklyn. And what my school did is they said that I was 6 credits short from applied occupational science. If I do 16 weeks, that they'll give me another degree on a scholarship. You know, once you be a studious, and you have to study statistics. You have to study the mathematics. Mathematics is Islam, and Islam is mathematics. So you have to really see what problem 13 was saying in the problem book. There's 120 lessons, but there's 34 more. So that's how I got the name Granddaddy Shabazz from Granddaddy Shabazz. And he taught us, he was out of Brooklyn, and then he moved down to Virginia. And I met him through people that I was teaching, and they was related to people in the boot camp clique. Long story short, my boots is to the ground. I am not playing out here. I had city council, and I told the brothers that was with me, the Harlem Hellraisers, that's not me. Not Panthers, and you can't break no Panthers laws when you run it with me, Kareem, and Raheem. We don't want to hear nothing there. We respect these sisters. Don't take no money from them. I mean, we really would. They like the style. They, anything that happens in Harlem in her district, she sends it to me, to Brother Rob. So there's 50 left. And I asked them, my goal introduced me to all of the 50 city councils. Then you got the senators. Then you got the state senators, then you got federal senators, you got the mayor, you got the governor. I mean, we got a lot of steps. You know, I'm listening to the brothers, that's right. We could ask for the reparations, but we want the land. Arizona's full of federal land to sit in there. It's time to go sell it. Like them white boys did in Mississippi. Them white boys ain't playing now. We don't recognize that black mayor. We doing our own mayor. So they dropped back. They said, you know what? We're governing ourselves. We got our own courts. We got our own police. We got our own mayor. We got our own judges, our own VA. We could do it too. Peace and black power.
Peace and black power. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D. What does that spell? Independent black man and an independent black woman. And we've never been dependent upon them for anything. And while we buy into their spiritualism, their ideology, their social political tactics, far above and beyond me to figure why we have such a dedication to their social political system, to their dietary system, to their sexuality, to all of the things that affect human life on this earth. We dedicate far too much of our attention over to Mediterraneanism, and we have said it once, twice, we'll say it again, because until we bring that to an end, brothers and sisters, you will always be a slave in America. I will tell you that of a surety without any, without even a trace of doubt in my mind, and I tell you with confidence that you must abandon these people. That it's an undisputed truth that you have been made an expendable or disposable in their eyes. And I will turn that mic over. Somebody out there wanted the mic, didn't they? We're going to Professor Money Griffiths coming up. Black Power, you right there with us? And so we're getting some big money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ungawa, Black Power. Thank you, Brother Shabazz out of New York, for your powerful message. And thank you, Akbar, for your powerful message. The only thing that I would add with you, Brother Shabazz in New York, is that numbers don't lie, but people do. And when you said numbers, you got to study the numbers, I agree with you. That's why I'm one of those brothers like no other from another mother, born in Newark, New Jersey, raised in Inglewood, New Jersey, and out of Inglewood, California right now because I came here to play for the Lakers back in 1978. I'm a baller. All I can say to you, brother, is that now we're at a point in our lives where we say, no reparations, no black vote. No reparations, no black vote. You know, Brother Shabazz, and those of you listening to the sound of my voice at this particular time, that no matter who you are, if you're running for office, they don't give a rat's ass who you are. All they care about is your vote. And if you take away their vote or if you scare them to where they feel that you are a threat to not voting for them, they're going to act immediately. And what I'm saying to you, Brother Shabazz, and those of you listening to the sound of my voice, we got to restore the black farmers throughout America who not only lost their property, their land, but restore their land that they lost. It's only right. They've been bamboozled and hoodwinked out of their land. Obama tried to help them get their land, but unfortunately, they asked for two lesser money, and then that lesser money got taxed to the point they got little to nothing. We got to be on top of that. No taxes, no reparations, no black vote. I need you to spread the word, what you heard, on how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that we've got to put it out on radio stations like Black Talk Radio and our other radio stations and spread the word, what you heard, to where they understand that I heard through the grapevine that if we don't give them reparations, they're not going to vote for us. But if we give them reparations, they're going to vote for us. Who is they? The black community. Who is they? The churches. Who is they? The Nation of Islam. Who is they? The hip-hop generation. They're saying that if they don't get reparations, they're not going to vote. that means your ass is not going to be reelected. Hakeem and others, so now we're ready for you to speak up to Joe Biden and tell him we want reparations. You gave reparations to everybody else. They ain't no better than us, and they may not be as good. And why we have to be on the end of the totem pole when we were the first best friends white folks ever had from the beginning of time. And Brother Akbar, I want you to add this to your list. Brother Big Money Griff brought it to my attention that we ain't never studied and ate cannibalism, ate up our people. This Caucasian was known to eat themselves in the 1700s and the 1800s as they were fighting and going through the lands, owning up to these lands. And when they couldn't find any food and they would get sick with cholera and disease and stuff, they were known to eat each other. Black folks never ate each other. When we was brought from Africa to America, we went straight to the cotton fields, tobacco fields, rice grain fields, sugar cane fields. So you can't put that on us if you compare the Caucasian to the black man. We ain't never ate each other. They ate each other. Now, when you mentioned Big Money Griff, thank you for bringing it to my attention about the Caucasian cannibalism. And when I talked to you yesterday, I mentioned to you guys about this commission, Civil Service Commission on 6616 Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California, 6616 Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California. They got a museum, but it's a sub-museum to the Church of Scientology. And I saw the museum that they had for black folks. And not one time did I see any lynchings. And you know and I know that the lynchings was the number one threat psychologically on us. I didn't see one burning at the stake. And yet we have sisters that were singing Hanging Fruit. So what I'm saying to you is that we can't be bamboozled and hoodwinked like I was bamboozled and hoodwinked to go to that damn meeting on reparations only to hear them talk about it but not be about it. Every single reparations meeting that you go to, I want you to be aware of the fact that we talk about supporting reparations, but how many of those people that are there in that meeting are telling you how to get reparations? We got to hear how to get reparations instead of talk about I support reparations. I'm tired of this. We're grateful and thankful for the support, but we want to know how to get it. And I'm saying to you right here and now, if there's ever a message that needs to be sent throughout America on every radio station, especially you sisters, saying, and I need you sisters particularly because y'all have a way of sharing. Y'all done did everything to us. You took away our men's jobs in the 60s for welfare, and now you're sitting up here causing our young men and women to become criminals. What do I mean when I say you Caucasians are causing us to become criminals? Is because in that museum, they said that we were animals. And now you got us going into these 7-Eleven stores, these Nordstrom stores, these different stores, busting and grabbing. And you know and I know we ain't never did nothing mess like that. You're turning us into criminals. And so I need you sisters to work on their psyche. Work on them and let them know we're tired of y'all. Give us reparations. All we need is discretionary cash. So we don't, our parents used to give us discretionary cash after we cleaned up our room and raked our leaves in our yard or helped somebody else in their yard. We need discretionary cash. We want to be able to afford to go to football ball games and stop seeing the Caucasians all up in them stands, and we ain't in those stands, in any of them stands when you look at these games from here on out, unless it's Southern or Mississippi or one of these black schools. I'm saying to you that it's time for us to change, to flip the script on their ass and say no reparations, no black vote. That goes for you, South Carolina. I need you sisters to spread the word what you heard. And when I say strategize, I mean for you to let them know we're tired of y'all turning our young men into criminals. You're making them criminals by us seeing. We know our body language when we look at these ripoffs, when we see them on TV. We know our body language. We know who's black and who's white. And we know that white people ain't got to do that. They ain't doing nothing but being stingy, greedy, and selfish. They don't need to do that. They ought to, when we go to the airport, who do we see? Who do you see when you go to the airport? White folks. We want to be in the mix. And we need to have discretionary cash. Well, how much money are you talking about, big money? Because a lot of people is talking about millions of dollars. We ain't got to have no millions of dollars. When our women have babies, do the babies come out walking, crawling? You got to crawl before you walk. And that's what I want you to know. So give us hundreds of thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. We ain't got to have no millions of dollars. And when we talk about the assembly and we talk about the Senate Republicans, we got to make it feasible and conceivable. And the only way to make it perceivable and conceivable is by working within the budget and making sure that they got a remainder after they deal with those numbers. Shabazz, dealing with them numbers again. Numbers don't lie, but people do. Don't give them no wiggle room, yo. And that's what I'm talking about out here in Cali, at our budget. And if you pull up our budget in Cali, Google California's budget, you'll see somewhere in the ballpark of 290 some billion dollars, $223 billion for the general fund, and I'm asking for $120 billion for reparations to the day we die. I want to emphasize to the day we die. And those that are going to be advocates and say, oh, that ain't no money. No, it may not be, but we need to crawl before we walk. And where were you the last 3 years? We've been doing this for 3 years, and now we're on the front line, and now you coming in here late, Johnny come lately, talking about you disagree with the way we're doing. Then what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table? If you're not bringing nothing to the table, then you need to shut up and sit down. Because I'm saying to you right now, if we don't have a seat at the table, we're going to always be on the menu. And we got to do like sister said, if you're not at the table, bring your chair and put it to the table. Shit. Bring your own chair and bring it to the table. That's what we got to do. And so we can't talk negative. You want land? I don't want no land. I'm 73 years old. I don't want no land. I want money. I want big money. I want $5,000 every single month to the day we die. How you going to get that big money? By putting it in my direct deposit. You did the same thing during the COVID. You gave us $2,000 here in Cali for COVID. You put it in my bank account, my direct deposit. You can put it in the snail mail that comes to your house if you got a house, if you're not homeless. And let me just touch on the homeless. All our lives, we've been told who and what to vote for, and what do we have to show for it today, elected officials? Homelessness. You've been telling us to vote for you all our lives, and we've been voting for you, and all we got to show for it today is homelessness. I got a problem with that. Now, y'all need to shit or get off the stool. It's time for y'all to understand that if we don't get reparations, we're not going to vote for y'all no more. The hell, if Donald Trump goes in there, we already been bamboozled and hoodwinked all our lives. And it's time for y'all to shit. You gave reparations to everybody but us. These new immigrants that's coming to America, they're getting to go into hotels, motels, Holiday Inns. You're preparing them for the schools that they're getting ready to go to, the public schools, and they're crying because they don't know whether or not they're going to be accepted or not. We didn't care when we wasn't accepted. We still went to school. And they denied us our opportunity for education. And now we're educated. And so switch reels. I'm the brother like no other from another mother that told them in Hawaii, Maui, y'all better step up your game. Bruno Mars, you better come out with a new song about the burning that took place. Tongans and Samoans, y'all better, rappers, y'all better come out with a song about the burning that took place. And take back your land. And make sure that you are owning those new homes. Refurbish those homes. Rebuild those homes. But make sure nobody can own those homes. And get your money back on them homes. Got y'all to the point where y'all going to be out of your own land, kicked off your own island that you were born and raised on and all your ancestors, and now you walking around there homeless and don't know what end is up. It don't make no damn sense. Let them come over and take over your country, take over your little islands, and you ain't even got sense enough to seize the moment. So they're waking up. They're waking up. I got a brother over there, a Leo brother over there that dropped it like it's hot. Me and him, we had a little falling out, but, you know, we all go our own ways when we get up in age. But at the same time, you know, I got to drop it like it's hot. So that's how that go. Is there anything else, Black Lightning or Black Lion or Agbar?
Mm-hmm.
Agbar,
Lion.
I got to get you. I got to get you. I got to get that paperwork over to you, Agbar, in regards to the other cities throughout the United States that was burnt down the same way Tulsa, Oklahoma was burnt down. I want you to know that and see that. I'm going to see if I can get that to you. But at the same time, when I called you, you was telling me about Mississippi. Oh, yeah, Mississippi. Black Lion. When you go down to Mississippi and the federal government comes up to the mic to discuss what they're going to do in terms of their involvement, we need that recorded because we want to hear the nation of how long it's going to take for that investigation to take place of the sodomizing that was done to the brothers down there. And we want to hear, and we want to do a follow-up on that and see how we're going to move on that. Is there anything that I'm missing? Any more on the when we got bamboozled? When I got bamboozled and hoodwinked when I went to that Church of Scientology, and I want to say to you guys, it was an experience that I'll never forget. The exhibit, they had the water fountain. It showed the size of the water fountain, but they didn't show colored people only. They just showed a water fountain, two different sizes, but they didn't show colored people only. And I thought that was big. But they, in other words, it was too inconsuming. You were left to not, if you, even though you seen it, you didn't know how to put it together. If you don't know your history, then you're destined to repeat it. If you don't know your history, then you're destined to repeat it. And the white man don't want you to know that they practice cannibalism. And Jeffrey Dahmer, Agbar, was the latest one. And he used to eat that dark meat as well as that white meat. And I don't know if he's still alive up there and wherever he was. But we need to find out what follow up. But they known for eating themselves. We don't do that. We don't do that. We're not about that. And now we got to let the Caucasian know that when you compare yourself to us, we deserve reparations. We were the first best friends you white folks ever had for over 500 years with free labor. Now what? You giving it to everybody else. Why can't we have it? And give our black farmers back and restore them to where they can have the land. I don't want no land. I'm too old. I ain't too old, but I don't need no land. Y'all go want land? Reparations is anything that'll make you whole. If you want land, then get land. I don't have a problem with that. And reparations is about anything that'll make you whole. Ain't nobody all my age. Ain't nobody my age qualified, bona fide, certified when it comes to reparations. Ain't nobody. I got all the information. I am the information on reparations, straight out. No doubt about it. I've been all over. I've been all over the United States. I heard them all. I heard them all of them, right down to Al Sharpton. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it today. When Minister Martin Luther King came to I Have a Dream speech, he said, "I'm here for a cashier's check that came back insufficient funds." And yet last week we heard Brother Al Sharpton say, "Well, this is not a commemoration. This is a continuation." Well, Al Sharpton, you didn't mention reparations. If it's a continuation, you didn't mention reparations. And we're going to mention reparations because we know that if you had to mention reparations, you'd probably be dead now. So we understand the political plight, but that's where we have to take over. So now I need you to spread the word, what you heard, on how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that in spite of all past years' adversity, success can still be obtained on the radio. On the radio. This is Black Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? This is Black Talk Radio. We're going to keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and it's irrefutable and undeniable. And if it's irrefutable and undeniable, come with it. Bring it. Can debate it. Because I like a good debate. I like a good debate. I wish you would try to refute me in anything and everything that I just said. I want to hear it. And I'll show you how we need to go upside of one way and down the other. There's no shame in our game. We done everything we supposed to do. From the first World War, we fought in every war there was in America. This is more our land than it is their land. Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started. Because if Akbar gets started, Akbar, I hear you mentioning the names, but I need you to say, well, Big Money, you brought it to our attention about cannibalism. These Caucasians did do the cannibalism in the 1700s and the 1800s, eating themselves up. We ain't never did nothing like that. We ain't never did nothing like that. But they don't want you to know that history.
Good point.
White folks, black folks, they don't want you to know that history. They don't want you to know that history. You know why? Because they don't want you to know that they're the only ones that eat human flesh. All right. There's so much more, but I learn more when I listen to you guys. I'm going to listen a little bit more, but thanks, Black Lion, for bringing me on again, man.
Black
I appreciate
power.
You, man. Black Power, Black Power. Umgawa, Black Power.
Umgawa, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
National Chairman. Yeah, on the helm. Let's say the boss say it would meet. I like that word. You want to tell us more about that, sir? You say it would not be right. It would not be fit. It would not be meet to do it any other way. You know?
Certainly.
To leave it any less.
It would not be meet. Not meet. That we would settle for anything less than full and complete reparations. Meat is a word, triple old school word, meat, spelled M-E-T-E, pronounced meat, and then mete, when you use it to connect our ancestors, a twofold word. One, it connects our ancestry to the Adapa, A-D-A-P-A, the Adapa. The real origin of our people is found in the Adapa, which spells out all of those mysteries surrounding Mesopotamia, the so-called Iraq, but it's a part of Africa. So any so-called deep, dark secret of Africa, or if you prefer, Akibolan, these are the things that bring it all together. The Adapa and the Sisi, some pronounce T-I-T-I, some pronounce it T-S-E, and then T-S-I. But it all relates or means the same thing. The feminine side of it, Adapa,
is the masculine side of it, and that is the origins of the African people. And we should not do a drive-by on our ancestry. And Nigel, we're here tonight to raise some funds. That's, again, you, Professor Big Money Griff, you have to put some lean green in the black machine before you leave tonight. And that's that $77 Baker. Everybody has to give something to Africa tonight in order to remain sane, to look at the big move that we have been waiting for, anticipating that Africa would rise up and boot out the bloody Brits, the bloody French, the bloody Belgium, the bloody Portuguese, and all of the bloody Euros and Eurasians, and all those people in our business, in our spiritualism, in our mineral and natural resources, in our pocket, in our real estate, on our land. Everywhere you look, this bastard is in the goddamn way. So we have to boot him out of the way. We have to set conditions that we mean for him to leave our land, get out of our pockets, and get out of our minerals and our natural resources. Leave us alone. We don't want to give you not one more ounce of our human resources. It is the melanation, it's the vibranium, you see, at this hour. And we are a people that are of high-end authority, and that our kingship and our rulership in our own lands, in our own mineral resource, our own natural resource. We ain't really asked the Euros for a damn thing. They just kept interrupting to take something. They didn't come to us to team up. They came to us to get something or to purchase or take something from us. Always remember that, brother and sister. Even you see them hanging around in the hood, down in the worst part of the so-called ghetto, and they're there trying to get a drug package. And the feds know they're looking for drug packages and follow these oppositions of the white man and his raggedy she-devil, the white woman, follow them to the drug house and set us up even further and further and further. Oh, he just is unrelenting in getting hold of our music and our songs and our dance and taking over our patents and denying us our reparations, and always in the way of any real progress for us. So we don't team up with the opposition. We are here unapologetically black at this hour. I will yield the mic, though, and allow everybody to kick it, because I can kick field goals with these crackers behind. I'm just telling you. And that's just the beginning of where we need to go. Black power.
Black power. You got graham crackers, too. This is Brother Shabazz from New York. You got graham crackers, too, and they brown. But Kristen Richardson Jordan, she didn't run. So Yusef Salam she just endorsed him, and we was with her. I'm with the sister. I said, you run for mayor, you run for governor. Of course, she taught me how to start from scratch, how to get votes. She Democratic. I'm independent. Everybody with me was independent. And I manifested the district who he was from. But Dr. Troupe taught me well. He's from this district. He's from this district. That's Diana Ella. We from over there. Oh, you from right there? Yo, there's a lot of empty, look where you brought us to. Yo, look at that empty property. There's people with housing vouchers that's sitting in the shelter. Yo, what's up? I know a couple of them. Yo, what's up? I know the sisters. Let's get the sisters out of there. Yo, what's up? That's what I'm talking to them about. You know, the Black Panther sister can remain off, but she got like a 48 housing unit. What's the sister name? She moved. Well, anyway, I was studying it, but was it Erica Higgins? Erica Higgins? No. What's the sister that was on Motown? Call her up. It's coming to me. Sister's on Motown. Boom, boom, boom. Give me 5 seconds. Let's have a meeting. Wow. That was on the breakbeat. She out of Philly. It's coming to me. Don't tell me. It's coming to me. She out of Philly. Elaine Brown, Take the Power. Right, there she goes. And you know, I always, when I teach the sisters and Lily and Sister Rose, the brother introduced me to two flowers. And this is what I teach them. I teach them the women. Yeah, they ran, they ran Connecticut. You know, they try to get Bobby Seale with a body. Yo, watch the Judas and the Black Messiah. That look what he did to the Rainbow Coalition. Look, you have to see what Jesse bit. He got that from him. He went to the poor whites. Why you got that flag? Yo, that's a question to my ancestors. You got to look to the dialogue. Regardless, and they got all this. They did it to Black Panther, the movie. Oh, this is that. His sister was the smartest one in the world. Bring that up. That's what they did. All the New Jack City producers, they got together. Yo, the Black woman's the smartest one in the world. She created all that. That man walked in there with the sandals. She disrespected her laboratory. She did that. Read the comic book.
Black Power. Black Power, Black Power. Black Power. Thank you, Brother Shabazz. Anybody else online? Where's Confidence? I'm looking for him. But, yeah, we have to keep raise the level of hood behind, continue to kick ass until we get reparations. That is a simplicity, brothers and sisters. If you let up one bit, you could absolutely lose everything that has been gained in the way of reparations. Black Power.
Black Power. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you there, that Confident?
Yes, I'm sorry. I got on a call. And it was a sister in Baltimore. I returned the call. I'm sorry. But I'm here. I've been listening for the past 5 minutes. I'm sorry. But I'm checking in from Jacksonville. I've been doing some reconnaissance. I was at an Igbo festival in Brunswick with the Gullah Geechee, one of the organizations the government recognized. And it says it's a cultural heritage corridor. And to me, if you're telling Black people that there's a piece of land that they can develop as part of their cultural heritage, that's Black nationalists get, well, the right people get their hands on that. That could be a whole, you know, how like some Jews in New York have their own patrol. I've been saying that's what we need to do with the Black Panthers. We need to have a patrol system recognized as the African culture. After some people in Africa back it up, make it more. You know, we have our own Black Panther system or leopard system. That's where while the kings wear the leopard skin. So it's in our culture, and a lot of people just aren't putting two and two together, but there's a whole Gullah Geechee, North Carolina, Florida movement recognized by the government. They passed the laws, and all we need to do is put it together. People down here in Jacksonville ain't listening to me if it's not a Democrat or a donkey or whatever. They're just pump faking. They're not serious, a lot of people here. But we got some Caribbean brothers down here that are serious. And some brothers from USA that work with them. We're just trying to make it bigger. But I went to the festival, the Igbo festival from Nigeria. The Gullah Geechee were there, government officials with the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor over there, the ring shouters. But I saw a lot of non-Black control of the organization, which really surprised me, but I never met these people until then. I saw that there was a lot of white leadership and whiteness involved in the whole movement, so I said that's why it's not really spreading across the country, because it's already controlled. So I'm seeing how to get around that. But Jacksonville, Florida, for people, I know people have seen what happened on a couple of days ago. The triple murder, racially motivated. The background is that Andrew Jackson, that's what he was known for. He was known for killing Black people. He was trying to get down to the Caribbean, and they said there was a Black town called Fort Negro near St. Augustine. And they said this free brand of Black people, runaway Native Americans and Black people mixed together, and it's under Spanish territory, and they're in Florida, so they're near the Caribbean. So they said, these guys in Florida are going to link up with the Haitian Revolution, so we need to blow up this place with dynamite or however they did it. And they killed a whole bunch of Black people, massacred them, and that the U.S. government ordered it. And that's why Andrew Jackson did the deed, so that's why you got Jacksonville, really about a man who blew up Black people trying to get to Haiti. So that's Jacksonville, Florida for you in a nutshell. And that's why that stuff keeps happening. But, yeah, we're part of the Gullah Geechee Corridor. A couple of years ago was Dylan Roof. It's the same people, same program that we're supposed to be developing, but people can't get out their own way. But I'm working with the to get the Africans here from the continent with the Go-Geechee, with the Caribbean. We make a little federation, and we just move it out. But I'm struggling with the ID system, where we have, like, an online database of people, different governments that say we're all on one page. That's what I'm working on. I'm struggling with right now. The ID system, I paid twice for it, and they messed it up twice in Nigeria. I don't know if anybody can help me with that. We have, like, an ID system, like, this black business, this, they want to work with it, blah, blah, blah. I got the idea from UNIA in Atlanta, but they're not working with me. So I'm trying to see how we can do it. We need an ID system. Because if people can't sign up for ID system, that's like the first level of vetting that we need. Otherwise, you're just going to get 10 miles down the road with someone and find out they're just a backstabber. They're not going to go all the way with you. But we're in a good position in Florida and on the coast. And then we could get black people, of course, who are tied to the coast. We could bring them in. And we could bring the Panthers in. We could bring CARICOM in. But that's a whole reparations program where you say the coast needs to be developed. Give us A, B, and C as a settlement. And, you know, you literally gave us a cultural development corridor. Give us the resources. And we'll bring business from all these worldwide countries. They'll do business together. But they literally signed it into law, so but people ain't thinking on that level. So that's what we're working. That's what I'm working on, and I'm gonna stay in touch because I've been back and forth, but I'm seeing people in Jacksonville need a big push, and they need a big push. They only have a black chamber of commerce. They have 300,000 black people. So it's not me that's the problem. I don't think so. But I'll rest my mic. But thank you for letting me speak.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Ungawa black power.
Destroy, white boy. I said it, I meant it, and I'm here to represent it. Who said that?
I don't know who said that.
I thought Donna Summers was going to say that. He said, "Oh, BB, walking down the street." I said, "Okay, what the heck she talking about?" She just went somewhere else. Yeah, I'm old school.
Yeah, well, brother and sister, we have quite a challenge in front of us and a lot of work to do. That work is everywhere. Like you said, from Jacksonville, Black to South Haven, Mississippi. From South Haven, Mississippi, over to Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, whatever direction, the DMV, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, it don't matter where you go. You go up to the state of Vermont, ask the hickory-headed burnout Bernie Sanders in the state of Vermont, let's join this movement because black people need something. And he's going to ignore your ass because them liberals didn't care anything for you any more than any other white man on earth. But Negroes who lined up drinking the Jim Jones Kool-Aid, drinking the Joe Biden Kool-Aid, drinking Donald Duck Trump Kool-Aid, and you could have easily just made a move for yourself. It's just you've been petrified with over-appeasement of the opposition, namely the goddamn white man, namely his she-devil, the white woman that you owe Nancy Pelosi. And as soon as she got a chance, she threw a brick that knocked the legs from under the reparations with the way she managed or mishandled John Conyers, like he was the Pillsbury Doughboy. Yeah. And John Conyers had more experience in politics and science and socialism than she had in her whole complete and full body, plus her and her body of people. John Conyers was a seasoned veteran congressman, and he was a dignified man, and he stood up for us and wrote something for us. He's the only one that bet the pen for us. We don't celebrate our heroes in the matter. We don't celebrate people that stand up for us in the person of Alfred Daniel Williams King. The brother Martin Luther King did most of the organizing, most of the recruitment, most of the influence that got the people to the rally, to the march, he was a black revolutionary. He wasn't called civil rights, you see, and that's why they don't mention his name. Louis Teal was doing everything he could for the revolution. He was a boxer. He was the Muhammad Ali of the region of Chicago. And they said, well, Lewis, you're going to have to go in the army or you're going to jail. Well, they're going to stop talking to us like that, right? So we're going to start. That's what this revolution is all about. It's getting our dignity, our self-respect, and our integrity back. And that's what Adam Clayton Powell explained to you. You just didn't do what Adam Clayton Powell did. You abandoned the legacy of Adam Clayton Powell for some newly invented matters, huh? Some Black Lives Matters and some, what's this guy, Charlie Rangel Shuffle and some Rodney King suited and booted and let's do the Rodney King dance and tiptoe through the goddamn tulips so you can get to the other end to sing a kumbaya and wash your black ass to sleep at midnight. Oh, they have done some terrible things to you at this hour. But it's some wake-up juice in it, and it's not wake-up juice until you use it skillfully and effectively against your opposition, namely the goddamn white man. I'll land there, but I could go on another hour about this cracker. Black power.
Black power. Brother Sheikh, Imam, you know I've been creating all these groups, and a lot of it is because I'm trying to give people the opportunity to join these calls, but they never do. But one of the things where I'm always seeing like I'm all over the place is actually, you know how the African Union has six regions? I broke down the world to six regions based on black people. The African Union breaks the African Union down into the north, you know, the Arab side, and then everybody else is just the diaspora and then the central. It's not even based on black culture, but I broke down the regions of the world based on the black cultures, like the Austronesian, you know, the black Asiatic in India. I broke it down. We have six regions. So I'm saying if we could just have the diaspora as one region and maybe the DMV as the north, you know, Mississippi Delta as the west, and they have a history there, and then the south, you know, the Geechee going into the Caribbean. I said we could organize this as one region with three sub-headquarters. And the thing about Mississippi, which you know, you mentioned Mississippi.
Can you hear me, bro?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I was just saying that everybody mute their lines that's not talking, please.
Yes. Okay, this Republican.
Yes, you're loud and clear, and you're live with Black Power Radio.
All right, the Mississippi Delta has been declared the basically the cultural capital of black people. For a long time, since the 60s, after Malcolm X was assassinated, the Republican New African Movement, they said that a sub-region in western, starting in western Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, into Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, that it's black neighborhoods that cross 18 counties. Like if Africans wanted to build something, they're saying this is the blackest part of the country that we need to not experiment, but this is like your base. If you want to do anything serious, you can start there. So that's already been declared the capital of black people in USA. But then you have the Geechee Corridor that's been recognized. So that's the second movement. And then the DMV is just, you know, international place in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, the black neighborhood, Virginia. So that's just going into New York and Philadelphia. That's just like a middle way. Chicago, even the Great Lakes connection. So it's like we form a triangle. The Africa's going to be ready. Either what's going on in Niger, that's the Mali Empire. All those families know each other. It's just they speak French. So there hasn't been that cultural connection. Maybe where Nigerians are all over the USA. You don't see these people from other people from West Africa as much united. But they're all united by blood in West Africa. It's a little tribal thing going on right now. But that's the Mali Empire. By the end of the day, you're going to see these are all one people. And West Africa all the way to Mauritania. The Moors, that's Mali. It's all the same word. But they're organizing in West Africa. And Ghana to Nigeria, we're all related to. Just people want to play divide and conquer. And you know, they want to break into different tribes for money. But we're all related in West Africa, and that's what's really coming out. That we need to unite, forget all these borders, forget all these politicians. So that's what's happening in West Africa, and it's tied to Haiti, too, because they're all speaking French. They're all in these online boards together. Haiti's telling them what about how to beat France and how they're... So it's really crazy, but if we have six regions And you're representing the D.C., you're in D.C., in the DMV area. You're in the Mississippi Delta with the Republican rafter that they're never really – they're hard, a lot of them are elders. They're hard to get on these calls. But that means even this small group together, we're in position. All we need to do is get some of these African Continentals to influence on these calls or on these networks. And we have the whole – North and South America together. So there's so much movement going on. Even the Dull Geechies are going into Barbados. Some of the people in Jacksonville are going into Haiti doing missions, not in the capital city, which is, you know, that's the one they're making propaganda that they need to invade. But the one city that's controlled by gangs, and a lot of that is USA involvement. A lot of that is voodoo and family, gangs fighting together over control. But most of Haiti is just a bunch of African villages. And they got security. They're secure. You can go into there and do business. So we're in position to to do what Garvey wanted to do. And that's why people are tripping out, going into dollar stores and shooting people at random. It's not random. We're in position to do something in this electronic age at the press of a button that people were dying for. We do it at the press of a button. But that Mississippi Delta area, a lot of people don't know about the Republic of New Africa. I think it could be made simpler, but that there's just a corner in the Mississippi Delta that's really black we need to focus on. And that's what I'm bringing today. But I'm going to be organizing more in Jacksonville, and there's a lot going on here where it could anchor the whole South if we work with the Mississippi Delta. You know, Alabama's ready, everybody knows. But we can organize the whole South if we just get Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to get Miami. We're going to get the rest of the South. But we do Jacksonville, Florida, and we get some serious people here. We get the Geechies. You'll get the whole East Coast. I promise you that. But that's what I'm working on myself. I don't want to seem biased, but I see it. Everything's coming together. I'll rest my mic. Thank you.
Black Power. Got National Field Marshal on the line as well. Black Power, brother, what's happening up there in Gotham City? Black Power, National Field Marshal, brother Karan, you on the line?
Black Power.
I had him on the line a minute ago. Oh, okay. You might be on mute. Chime in when you can. Might be having difficulties on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Black Power. What's happening?
Black Power, thanks for having me. Okay. Thank you. So what's going on in New York? A whole lot of migration, a whole lot of new people are showing up, 400 at a time on buses from everywhere. It's overcrowded up here. Prices are out the roof for everything. Just a lot of lawless behavior, you know, just abundance of ignorance. But some good places to eat still, you know. A lot of new faces. Gentrification is taking out a lot of people, and they're bringing in a lot of new people. So a lot of black people are still here, but it's a new set of black people that are here. So kind of a reverse migration situation here. People that were here are out of New York and a lot of other places. And now it's a whole bunch of new faces. So, you know, just a lot of empty storefronts. Not too many of the big businesses that used to be here are still here. A lot of new stuff is popping up. But real estate is a buyer's market right now because everything out here is for sale, for lease. As far as, like, violence is still out of control. Labor Day parade today in Brooklyn. Caribbean festival that happens every year. Labor Day is a big thing in Brooklyn. And people are celebrating their culture, their nation, and everything. So that's what's going on up here. And tourism is down, by the way. There's not a lot of tourists, not a lot of people really on the streets like they used to be. But
salute on that Marcus Garvey Day, holding it down on the security.
Oh yeah, that was it was an honor, man. It's an honor every time it's Marcus Garvey's born day. We do that celebration. I've been doing it with Sister Yah for the last 6-7 years, and I've always been the security, respectfully. Like, I've always been the in charge. And as the years have came up, the attendance has started to prosper and get crazy. And we had probably 300 people there. We had 300 people there that day. So I had a security squad, you know, like 7 brothers and sisters. Majority of them already knew. And the people that they brought, like, one person with them, you know, stuff like that. So it was a nice turnout. We had to get rid of a couple of undercover cops that wanted to just come in there regardless. We told them, I apologize, y'all.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you said, tell us about that.
Well, basically, these undercover cops, we don't need nobody undercover in our event. We don't know, from history has taught us, these be the same people that bring the guns in and cause the same drama that the guns cause. So just to eliminate any cause of drama, undercover cops cannot come in here strapped. You could come in, but you can't come in here strapped. So that was the problem. And he kept trying to give us the reason why we needed him, and it just wasn't relevant when we know what type of shit could go down with undercover or retired. All them shit, you still police. You undercover, you retire, you still one of them, and you think like one of them still. They probably sent you on a mission to kill. So we don't want you in. We don't want you in. Because Dr. Umar is popping. You know what I mean? So Dr. Umar popping. We don't need nothing to pop when he's here. We don't need nothing to go out of hand. And we had to get, it was two of them. One was a fire marshal, some stupid shit. We want to hell you need a strap if you're a fire marshal. Like, either way, you're not getting in there. So that was the only situation we really had. Everything else was just, you know, we had one person that was not supposed to get in, but then somebody who was in charge was co-signing for her to come in and shit. So she still came in, but we still searched her. We still made sure she wasn't a real threat. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It was a good turnout as well. Like, we had a lot of experience that night. You know what I mean? For the people. Sorry about that. For the people that came there for their first time, that was a good experience for them to have doing security with us, because we can probably benefit from doing security as a whole. And that's the mission we need to focus on. Anything happens to anybody across this country, they call us. They're going to have to show us that they're going to supply us.
Star 6?
Get there, okay. Some type of airfare or bus fare, you know, because shit ain't free. So we got to be able to
If you're dealing with security, that's a good resume to have. 300 people you had to scan, like you had to fully search, go through their bags and everything. So pat them down in case they had something, you know, in case the baton, in case the wand is not working, still got to pat them down, go over, shit like that. So we just wanted to make sure nobody got in there with nothing. That's the main focus. Just make sure nobody, even if it's police, you can't come in with that gun. You just can't come in. If anybody got a gun, make sure it's us. And we don't want nobody else having no guns with us. You know, it's not a good look. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I apologize. I'm out in the city. It's kind of noisy. So forgive me.
I say that all our troops are tight, and I want when other troops are with us to say, man, they are tight, you know. Be glad to be marching with us, you know. Holding the line with us. Just as proud as I am of them, I want them to be just as proud of us. Black power.
Black power. Just wanted to give a special recognition to our brother, National Field Marshal Brother Quran, our comrade brother in Brooklyn, but he's nationwide as far as his vision and his work, and he doesn't mind stepping up to Chicago or stepping down to Atlanta as necessary to handle the business of being sure that we are secured in our movements and our maneuvers and our major events, especially our last one in New York. We went on to have a great march and celebration and parade for the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and eventually coming to name the street Black Panther Way at 122nd and Adam Clayton Powell. And that's just where we had our event and the celebration, the jubilation in New York. Brother Karan for stepping up all these no good crackers and no good Negroes undercover, try to bring their weapons into our events, and Brother Karan is there to check them. Everything, he even searched the goddamn tooth fairy to make sure they're not bringing weapons that are not necessary to our events. And the plight of that is MPD wants to be the only one on the ground with weapons. And so we have our pieces undercover many times to just to combat them in case something does break out. We'll have control, but we'll also be able to fire back on the opposition. And we can't be the only one on the goddamn battlefield without a pistol, without something to retaliate with various weapons. And so their plight is to get among us and the weapon, and then they'll spark something to pop off. And they'll fire
That's
on somebody.
Right.
They're aggressive. They're looking for something to pop off. They're trying to force your hand and force something to pop
off.
Right. That red book around there with your black power, black power.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. I feel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Overall, I said I knew Akbar was strapped, so we got that under control. You dig? Like, I knew he was good. Like, yeah, black power. You're definitely right on that. They come and they want to start some shit. They came there to start some shit. They tried to start some shit outside, inside, but we made sure they got off the premises. And that's the only thing that matters at that moment is making sure everybody that came there go home the same way they came. Black power.
Yes, sir, black power. We can never thank Brother Quran, Brother Nasir Marshal Quran enough for having the eye to spot the weapon, know some of the faces in the places and know their characteristics, know their movement, their smell, and that's just right. He's exactly right. And they smell like pigs. We said there's a fungus among us, and that let us know that the pigs were in the mix, attempting to make their move and implant their way into our movement and be around. But we spotted them and sorted them out and booted their no good cracker behinds out.
and the cracker-minded and cracker-behaving self come around our black movement, then they're going to be sort of, they stand out like a goddamn sore thumb. And we're glad that we had our security forces were intact and went on to a successful event, and all of our comrades, like he said, came in safely, were able to leave safely, but they were attempting to make their move to create chaos among the black movement. And we thank our champion for the day, the blackest and the boldest for the day, our beloved brother Karan, for saving the day and making sure that these devils did not get there where they say, remember the Christian, what they do, Karan, they say, have your way with me, Lord. Have your way with me, Jesus. Have your way with me. Oh, hell no. Satan ran us off the beach. He said, hell no, don't throw it all away. Karan in there to save the day, boy, with the cape on his backside, the S on his chest. You got the cat on your vest with the cat on your chest. And if you fuck with us again, Karan said, we're going to put their cracker ass to rest. Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power. We had a brother from Brooklyn, and it's like he was like 6'4". Like, I don't even know how much he weighed. He was a wide motherfucker. So the same dude that had the undercover, he had the strap. So when we both had him, like, cornered, he was looking like he was about to reach, and I was just ready to go for him. I was like, yo, I was so ready to just not really do nothing bad, but I felt like if he had the nerve, he was going to die right there in front of the whole event. Like, that's how real it was. Because I feel like if we in this, we cannot let nobody Malcolm us. We cannot let nobody Martin us. We cannot let nobody do us no harm. So my whole intention is to make sure, like, military neutralize this motherfucker, like completely. Take his gun, beat him with it, throw him out, and keep his fucking gun. You know what I mean? That's the honor. Like, I feel like that's my honor to take one of them out like that. As a revolutionary, I feel like that's the most important thing to me is to stop some shit they trying to start. If they trying to spark some shit, my whole end thing is to end they ass, like any of them. I don't give a fuck. And I make sure that we have to carry ourselves like that because we're not going to be able to bring nobody back from the dead. Once they try to come and kill one of us, we got to kill their ass so they will never come back at us again. That's how I feel. So if we got to, we will. We will murder your ass. I'm telling them, like, that's how I feel. And that's how we're moving up on this New York front. Like, you're not coming here doing nothing irregular. And if you will, you will get hurt. Promise you. I promise you. It's no funny business on this revolutionary front. It's not no funny shit. Black power.
Black power. That's right.
Black Lightning, all those that are working in the security forces and keeping these things moving and our events and our brothers and sisters can move safely in and out of the black movement. And we just feel real good about that at this hour for black power. Absolutely. Were you about to say something, Black Lightning?
No. We keep the defense part of the name of intact. You know, so we're not out to do no harm, but we ain't going to let no harm come to none of us. That's for sure. And if you let them slip one time, they'll bring a buddy or two the next time until they get you comfortable slipping. And then they'll be the ones to open fire on us. You know, say drop the imaginary gun. So good job, brother. Good job. Black power. National Chairman, floor is yours, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mic went I double muted myself. But Black Power, yes, sir. Brother Chairman Will was there as well, and he allowed himself up. I don't know if he came from the Bronx, but the young brother, you there with me, Brother Will? He really wants to build with us from the New York region. I don't know if Will is still online. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Were you able to build with the young man? I think we took a few photos with at the end. And if you remember the young man,
trying to get blocked with him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think unfortunately I gave him my number, and I don't think I have his. I think, but I can check. But me and him was going.
I do have his number. I have his number.
Coding. You have his number. Okay.
I'll make sure you get it. Sweet. Yes, sir.
Okay.
But you might get Marcus Garvey. You might want to give something on that from a youth perspective, brother Chairman Will.
Yeah, I hear you.
If the brother is in New York, get out of my number as well, Black Power. Or give me his number.
Yep,
so
we can sharpen him up.
Yep. Well,
because we got some brothers in the Bronx as well. Because we have some brothers on patrol that night in the Bronx. So, yeah, we got the Bronx in the house.
In the house. So all the peace of God, the earth, all righteous teachers, and all those that come under the umbrella of righteousness, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Absolutely.
We're getting close to that hour. Anyone that didn't chime into the mic, that didn't get their piece in tonight, certainly the mic is open for them, and we want to raise up what we can. Please put some Lean Green in the Black Machine for the Niger that rose up against the bloody French and booted them out of the countryside of Africa, and their need of some medical supplies, in need of a regular staple type foods and things that we could supply them with, and we'll send a nice bonus over to Niger. For the revolutionaries. Brother Ibrahim is over there, and others that fought front line on the revolution and upturned those and overturned the Euro and the Eurasian and all of their our diet, their sexuality, their socialism, their politics, and we can hand it all back to them on one of the McDonald's trays or something and keep moving. We have no need for Euro influences. Just imagine, what is it, Bill? it was George Clinton. That's it. Just imagine having some Doobie. It was old cracker group named the Doobie Brothers, was always playing some soul music. And we said, just imagine having some Doobie in your funk. And I'll land there for Eminem and Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake, anybody else, the so-called Wigger and the crossover artists. And we don't give a damn about no cracker name Uncle Sam. By my mind. Black Power.
Well, I am.
Black.
What?
Black Rebel.
Visionary.
Black
I am a Black Panther visionary. Damn near mercenary. I am a Black.
Revolutionary.
Black power,
and a strong Black military, the Black that call for Black power at this hour. That's right, holding up the umbrella for Africa and for Africans home and abroad, throughout the diaspora, and throughout all those United Snakes and all of those nations from Brazil to Colombia, from Cuba all the way back to Angola, from Uganda Nigerians and all those in Gambia and Ghana and all those in Sierra Leone, we just want to say Black Power for connecting all the dots to Africa. Black Power. And all from Mississippi again, Mississippi to Jacksonville, but to keep a strong Black Power. But the same way things look, you're going to need it. Black Power.
And we will be there. What? October 14th. Yep, Saturday. Need everybody all hands on deck, October 14th. Taylorsville, Mississippi. At the the pig headquarters, the pig pen, which is where they found the brother Rashad Carter in a pig pen in Mississippi after being run down and murdered by co-workers and perhaps his boss, so he was saying, on a message to his mother. So that's what it looks like. And they need to have them folks investigated and have some suspects. But of course, when they all know each other, they all know what happened because they all know each other. So we'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of what happened. Black power.
Black power, black power. As well as Rashad there in Taylorsville, Mississippi. We go on out to South Haven, Mississippi. We got Brother DeMarcus Williams, who just shot down in front of his family and murdered and shot in the back and all of that. They tried to pretend he had a weapon. Now the evidence is coming with no weapon. And there's four ladies in the house, his wife and three daughters. And they're just doing some insanity-type things that are doing that. They will sacrifice anything to kill one of us with an attempt to get off the hook. And our job as Black Panther Party is to put them back on the goddamn hook at this hour. So black power, black power.
Sir, we'll be black in the call. Put that money in the Cash App. Make sure we got transportation for everybody. A lot of troops will be mobile. And everybody ain't got the mobilization unless all the people on the line help out, along with Niger as well. So hashtag hit us up, Black Power, on $77Bakers, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. At this hour, and we are happy to be with you in yet another episode of Black Power Radio, and we hope that you'll continue to listen, to continue to support, and to keep it strong, black, and to keep it revolutionary. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your cell phone, on your smartphone, your Android phone, your dumb phone, your paranoid phone, on Get a Glock at TikTok, to the metaverse, to the universe, to Facebook, Twitter, Glitter, No Look, At the Crooks, and Look at Black, and say it, get back. Huh? We got to get in there where you can fit in there, whether you're LinkedIn or linked out, or you're Instagram with no goddamn ham. We're here on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to your radio for, and we hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Black Power Radio, and hope that you'll continue to check Black in every Sunday and Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9889. Again, for all of you who are numerically pure at heart, dial 515-605-9889. And we thank you again in Black Power Radio. We always say Black Power. Anybody have any announcements, anything that's coming up? And now it's time to fill it with your loving cup. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. That's right. October 14th.
Black power.
October 14th. We're going to be in Mississippi. Need every asshole, every swinging dick that has an asshole pointing to the ground. We want you to be right there in those border towns, Mississippi, going into Taylorsville, going in there to check these bastards and put our brother in the pig pen and find out why do they consistently have to kill us. Why is such a dedication to killing us? Oh, my, my. They put us in the body bag, and they want to do a drive-by and keep it moving. Well, hell, we're here to put these crackers back on the hook for every life that's been taken, for every patent that's been taken, for every quarter acre, every lot, every acre of land that's been taken. We want black, what Malcolm and what Adam Clayton Powell said. We want black, what you, the white man, what you have stolen from us. And when we get that black, we want to have our self-respect, want to have our identity back. But for all things inclusive, we will have our integrity back, and that is what has been threatened the most, is our integrity. And we will deal with the opposition with our integrity in one hand, the deed to our land and property, and having all our patents in the left hand, and moving on the opposition. As they said, they predicted all of this would come, that we would mass protest, and we would object. And we say no justice and no peace. But it did not anticipate that we'd bomb Rusty's Cracker and take black, our social political prisoners, from a no-good, low-down, filthy, dirty white man. And it's no good, miss 6 o'clock straight up and down backside with no swerves and no curves, with no kills and no goddamn thrills. We will get all of our stuff back from this heathen, paleolithic, cannibalistic, savage of a man, the Neanderthalic man, the prototype of a man, the mankind, something like a man, but not the man of the Asiatic black man, the original owner, the maker of the planet Earth, God of the universe. And I just say to you, black power, black power. Ungawa, black power. We say Harambe, Harambe.
Harambe.
Harambe. And the one that can hold the longest is going to be the boldest and the blackest, Brother Quran, boldest and the blackest of the day. Harambe. Let us all pull together. Harambe. Ashe.
Harambe.
Ashe. Let's over. Harambe. Harambe.
Harambe.
And black lightning, oldest and the blackest of the day. And we thank everyone for their participation tonight on Black Power Radio. And remember that I am Black Panther. That's everybody say it together with us. I am Black Panther.
Yeah. Black Panther.
Black Panther. And
black
I
power.
Am. Huh? A
and
black
I am.
Revolutionary. Black Power.
A black revolutionary.
Let's try. I am.
Black
I am.
Panther. I am a
black
panther.
And I am.
And I am. And I am.
Black revolution.
And we're holding the line for all of the ancestors, including the Honorable Huey P. Newton, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, all of the freedom fighters on the front line, and Dr. Professor Big Money Griff, all of those that have joined us tonight, Brother Confidence. I'm still there, Brother Confidence.
I'm here.
Out of Jacksonville, yes, sir. We thank you, Brother Confidence, and for your consistency in organizing Africans throughout the diaspora. But then he's a man like this. He'll organize him some Africans right in Africa. Is that right, Confidence?
I need brothers in Jacksonville, Florida. It's just funny how people overseas in different cities support you more than the person down the block. So we're running thin in Jacksonville. We got some elders here, but they're not tuning into these calls. So I'm trying to see. I'm trying to mobilize in Jacksonville. It's crazy. The covers are thin right now as far as support. I'm trying.
Yes, sir. Continue. Don't give up the fight with all your might. Don't give up the fight. Just if you have to ever at the end of your rope, you just tie a big knot and hold on. Divine intervention, because help is on the way. Go ahead, Black Brother.
I don't get out the house much, and I'm on the east side. It's a black part of town for 2 years, but it actually, the neighborhood can be considered an African Methodist AME church neighborhood. Like if I get off the phone, if I plan that I could meet people at the church, wear shirts, and mobilize, but it's just a neighborhood. I don't know if they're active on these kind of calls, but that's the way I think I could promote Africa to them and start to get them engaged by being in the community more, getting off the electronics and just, you know, I'm from Nigeria, so they'll probably believe me more and ease them into this kind of movement. But yeah, like people will be in the chat groups. You post the thing, you post the link. They won't say anything. They just post another link and they never tune in. So I don't know if it's the politics or what, but I don't know. I don't get it why they're not showing up.
They've been made weak. They are apprehensive.
and fearful of the opposition. And when they don't hear you coming out of a bag or trying to appease the white man and trying to say something politically correct to make these crackers user-friendly, and that's why they try to run from, they duck under the house, they stay on the porch, they do anything not to come with that Black Revolution. And I'm just telling you straight up, Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
So for all that has been said, and for all that we're about to say, and all that we could consider to be said, huh? We know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best. He said it best.
We got
it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, we'll be brighter.
Go now.
after we don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligations. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and
Rumble is in the Jungle as it closes out for this evening's portion of Black Power Radio. We gave you more of what you were actually listening to radio for, and we're right back there with you. Just bring it from our songster himself, let's try shooting from the hip and hit him with the with Marvelous, our beloved brother Marvelous, Marvin Gaye's Marvelous, and all that he's doing. He's telling you the truth, no doubt about it. God is love, man.
Don't go and talk about my father.